Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Majestic Mondays with DDI, Daughters of Deliverance International.
Who was there when I first opened up my eyes? And who was there to heal the hurt when I first learned to ride? And who never missed a game? Celebrate me, won or lost. Yes, my father was. When adolescent years had come, who helped me understand? And when the winning point was scored, who in victory raised my hand? And when I hung my head in shame, was there to lift it up?
That was My Father Was, Bless Is, by Fred Hammond. You know he's one of my favorite gospel artists. I am Kiki Strickland, the founder of Daughters of Deliverance, and this is our Father's Day edition of Majestic Mondays. I want to read to you some of the lyrics to that song. It says, who was there when I first opened my eyes? And who was there to heal the hurt when I first learned to ride? And who would never miss a game, celebrate me, won or lost? Yes, my father was. When adolescent years had come, who helped me understand? And when the winning point was scored, who in victory raised my hand? And when I hung my head in shame, who was there to lift it up? Yes, my father was. Then he says, my heavenly father has always been there, for my earthly one was gone. Yeah. He's taking care of me, and I only want to be just like him. So the song is, it sounds like it's about the earthly father when he's talking about, you know, learning to ride, never missing a game, who was there when I. But he is really talking about our heavenly father. He even says his earthly father was not there. He was gone. But My Heavenly Father has always been there. So this is our Father's Day edition. Yesterday was Father's Day. So we are talking about the Father's love for us. Some of our fathers may have had a lot of issues. They may not have been a great dad to us. They may have even hurt us or not been there at all. But God is our Father, and His love for us never fails. It's never ending. He said He would never leave us or forsake us. So whether you had an awesome dad and you celebrated with him yesterday, or whether you didn't even know your dad, or you don't have a good relationship with him, you do have an awesome Heavenly Father who loves you and wants you and created you to be His. Let's look at some scriptures about His love for us and meditate on these this week. There's so many scriptures about the Father's love out there. I'm going to share a few of them. This one is Deuteronomy 32:10. It says, "In a desert land He found him, in a barren and howling waste. He shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye." Now we know we are the apple of the Lord's eye. Sometimes it may not feel like that with some of the things that we're doing. But despite what we do, we are still the apple of his eye. This is Psalm 68, verses 5 and 6. And it says, "A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners singing." And this one is the same scripture, but this is the New King James Version. It says, "A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, He is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity." Wonderful, wonderful. Here's another one, Isaiah 64:8. "Oh Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are the work of your hand." Matthew 6:4 says, "Your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." He's not waiting there to punish you. He's actually wanting to reward us and to give us wonderful things. This one says, "Your Father knows what you need before you ask of him." And that is Matthew 6:8. "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" That's Matthew 6:26. A lot of these are in Matthew. This one says, Matthew 7:11, "And you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" So that one is saying, even your earthly father has some care and compassion toward you most of the time. Even they who are evil are trying to give you what you need. So how much more will God in heaven give you good gifts when you ask of him? This one says, "Your Father in heaven is not willing that any one of these little ones should be lost." There's not one person on this earth that he does not want to come to him. He wants all to be saved and to become a member of his family. Again, that was Matthew 18:14. This one says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." And that's Deuteronomy 31:6. And then Deuteronomy 20, verse 4 says, "For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory." So he is out there fighting for you. There is no need to fear. He's not going to leave you. Romans 8:15 says, "For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father." You are one of his sons, and you can call him daddy. That's what that scripture is saying in Romans 8:15. These two, 2 Corinthians 6:18 and 2 Samuel 7:14, both say, "I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and my daughters, says the Lord Almighty." Yes, "I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and my daughters." Hallelujah. All right, so this one, Ephesians 1, verse 3 through 5, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his children." Ooh. That's wonderful. This is saying that he chose us. He predestined us. It was fate. It was ordained that we would become his adopted children. 1 John 3:1, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God." Yes, we are his children. We belong to him no matter who our earthly father is. And if you are someone that does not know the Father, your Heavenly Father, you can meet him at any time. All you have to do is make the decision to do it. As it says in Romans 10:9, here's what it says in Romans 10:9. This is the Amplified version. It says, because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and in your heart believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on the truth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So that is really all you have to do in order to become a child of God, in order to become a believer and be in the family. You can say that to him, that you acknowledge and confess him, and that you believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead. Say your own prayer like that to him, and that's all. Now, I'm going to pray for us. Please meditate on those scriptures. You might have to listen to this again if you weren't writing them down in order to get them all. And then do your own study. There are so many scriptures about God's love for us, and we really need to get that into our hearts and to really feel it in our soul and to understand his love. So I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to close out. Father, we just thank you, and we love you, and we honor you this week. You are our Father, and there is no other Father like you. We may or may not have had good dads in our own lives, but we know that you are our Heavenly Father, and we love you for making us your children, for caring for us, for loving us and protecting us and keeping us day by day and helping us to grow in you. We just thank you that you will continue to help us to grow in our relationships with you, to know you even better as our dad, as our Abba, and to understand how much you gave for us and to understand your plan for us. We will meditate on your goodness and on your love, for it makes us strong and it makes us whole and it heals us, especially from any wounds that may have come from our earthly parents. So we just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we say amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, so I'm going to leave you with My Father's House by Dietrich Haddon's Voices of Unity. Thank you for joining us for Majestic Monday. If you like what you're hearing, drop us a line. Send us a testimony or any prayers that you want us to pray for you. Send a donation. Use our website at daughtersofdeliverance.com. Thank you for joining us, and God bless. Shirley Murdoch.